Welcome to the Part-Time Money Podcast, Episode 2, Making Money as a Focus Group Participant. I'm your host, Philip Taylor, creator of PT Money Personal Finance. In this episode of the Part-Time Money Podcast, we're going to be talking about focus group participation and how you can make some extra money doing that. The interview is two parts. I'm going to be talking with the owner of findfocusgroups.com, who's got a legitimate site where you can search through focus group opportunities. I'm also going to be talking with a professional focus group participant, someone who does this on a full-time basis. Yes, you can have a full-time income from doing focus groups. It seems hard to believe, but this is something that someone actually does. And so we're going to get the ins and outs of how the industry works. And so even if you just want to do it on a part-time basis, a couple of extra hours a month, there'll be some good insights in here for you as to how to do it properly. Just up front, a focus group is an opportunity corporations give individuals to participate in a quick study or a survey to find out information about their products or their service, to see how it's received in the industry. And so they'll pay you for your time, your participation. Sometimes you need to come into an office to do this focus group. Sometimes you could just do it over a phone call, or sometimes it could just be a quick email. So the different levels of participation, but we're going to be finding out the specifics about the industry. There's a lot of scams out there involved with this industry, and so I searched for people who are on the up and up doing this legitimately, and it'll be good to hear from them. So thanks for joining me today, and let's jump right into the interview with Danny DiGiovanni, who is the owner of findfocusgroups.com.
You guys have been around since 06, so have you been on board the whole time?
Yeah, I founded everything, and it kind of started in 2005, where I joined a few focus groups myself, and I kind of thought, you know, I wish there was a resource where I could find legitimate ones, because the ones I found were on Craigslist, but half the ones I would apply to were something where they wanted me to pay money, and obviously it was some sort of scam or some sort of thing. I couldn't really trust it. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of one of those things where there was a problem, and I was like, well, this could be a solution. So, yep. You know, I created it.
Wow. How did you have the wherewithal, the knowledge, or the insight to be able to do that, to do what you've done with the site so far?
Sure. So I guess as a technical aspect of it, I've been doing websites since high school. Mm-hmm. And they're always kind of just for fun, or say a friend or a relative needed a website, and I'd be the one, kind of the go-to guy for that. So I always had a little bit of knowledge as far as creating websites and mm-hmm. That sort of thing. So I knew I had the technical capabilities to do it. And then just it was kind of a, you know, I'm in the L.A. area, so I would browse around for focus groups in L.A. And, you know, when you start looking, you do see a pattern of what's kind of a scam or a spam, almost dissimilar to what you see in your email inbox in your mm-hmm. spam folder, kind of the same sort of warning signs. And as I would look in other parts of the country, I would see the same thing. So taking that all in, I would sort of see what was real, what wasn't. You know, some things you can tell is if there's a phone number. Some of the companies will list their information and their company name. You can kind of do some fact-checking on them to make sure that they're legitimate.
Okay, that's good. So do you make any type of guarantee with the site that places are legitimate?
You know what? We tell our users that everything is manually submitted. We don't scrape anything. Nothing is put in here without passing our eyeballs. So we're always looking over every sort of post and making sure that it meets our guidelines. However, with that, sometimes, and it's very rare, sometimes one will pass through where it's just not as legitimate as we thought it was. We do always recommend to our users that, and it's in our disclaimers, and we always periodically remind them that, hey, if something looks too good to be true or doesn't seem right, it probably isn't. We always recommend to use their best judgment, and
sure.
We do have some things in line where they can report it. So if our users are noticing something suspicious or it's just not right, they can. There's a button where they can report it on our website, and so we get notified of that, and then we'll investigate
awesome.
And make any of the changes that we need to. Yeah.
You know, I love the look of the site. It's real clean. It's real simple. It's easy to navigate. I sort of played around with it for my city locally, and there's not many barriers. Look to me, not many barriers to entry in terms of getting on board with a survey or with a focus group.
Right.
So whenever you do, I guess, reach out to or let someone know that you're available for a survey, what's the normal process after that point?
You know, we made it real easy. We realized and the people we're trying to reach is – and there's a term in the focus group or market research industry called focus group professionals. And we're not trying to cater towards them. Now, what they are is they're the people that kind of do that as their day job. As you can see, an average focus group is about $75 for an hour or two of your time. So, if you do a couple of these a week or a month, it's a pretty good income. However, market research companies, they don't want that. They want, a casual focus group respondent, maybe somebody that does it a few times a year. And a lot of them actually have systems in place where they only want somebody that's done a focus group more than 6 months ago or not at all.
I see.
To kind of cut down on that. And we're on the market researcher side of that. We're – obviously we know some people, and there's a percentage that use our services to go to as many as they can or participate in as many as they can. We are on the side of we want the people, so when they see a Domino's commercial about their focus group, like, hey, what's a focus group? How can I do one? Mm-hmm. They Google it. We're the second result. We're right under Wikipedia, so they check us out. And they're like, okay, well, there's one in my city or my area, and that's how they do it. And we found that we didn't really want to require registration or anything like that. A lot of our users are doing it just for fun, and we feel like just creating barriers would harm the experience on both ends of it. When people see a sign-up form, they get turned off a little bit, and that would result in less people responding to the surveys. So in everybody's interest, we just wanted to make it free and easy to use.
I see. So, how much you think a consumer could make off of doing these focus groups on a monthly basis?
On a monthly basis, with like I said about the professional focus group respondents, but some companies, I should say, don't mind if you do them often. Some
okay.
do and some don't. So, And what the professionals do is – sorry, I'm jumping back. I just wanted to make it clear. A lot of them will sort of sculpt their answers to where they appear like they qualify for a survey or focus group, even though they don't. So it could be for, Toyota owners, and they're like, well, I'm just going to say I have a Toyota just so I can
see.
Participate in that. So we're always looking for the honest people, and, it helps everybody out that way. But with that said, if you do honestly and legitimately, qualify for a few focus groups a month, you could easily make, around $250. I'd say the average is about $75 to $100 per focus group, and that's usually for about an hour to 2 hours of your time.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is perfect for someone who just has that hour or 2 hours a month and maybe wants to bring in a couple of hundred extra dollars. So this
absolutely.
Is this is good.
Definitely.
And it's good to know there's a place like this they can count on that's a legit place that's going to send them to reputable places.
Exactly.
That does it for this week's podcast. This has been Phil Taylor with the Part-Time Money Podcast. You can contact me at pt@ptmoney.com or just visit me online at ptmoney.com. Again, thanks for listening, and see you next week.